Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So if everything goes according to plan, you may not be hearing this sound anymore. For the first time this fall, New Yorkers are supposed to use new electronic voting machines to cast their ballots. So on primary day, September 14th, instead of pulling that giant lever on those antique clunky machines, we'll be filling in bubbles on a paper ballot and then scanning them into electronic machines. Some people think it's about time New York modernized voting. But some voting rights advocates have filed a lawsuit to block these new machines. They argue that the new setup violates the Voting Rights Act and that as many as 40,000 votes will be lost, and disproportionately from minorities and non-native English speakers. So joining me now to explain their case are two guests, Monifa Bendele, Senior Programs and Outreach Manager at the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation, and Wendy Weiser, Counsel in the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU School of Law. Welcome, both of you, to WNYC. Thank Wendy, you. How would the new electronic setup lose votes? What are you alleging?
Well, we are actually not seeking to block the machines. What we're trying to do is have New York State use the machines in a way that don't block votes. And right now, what they are doing is not providing protection against overvotes, which is votes when a person creates a stray mark or marks more than one candidate for an office. The machine will not be able to read those votes, and those votes won't be counted for that contest.
Monifa, there's a particular issue of overcounts, I understand. Is that at the heart of how you feel people would be disenfranchised?
Yeah, the issue is that if they overvote, which is by mistake, no one kind of comes in and intends on it.
And what does overvote mean?
Overvoting means that within a particular contest, you voted for two candidates. So either you were unclear as to going across, up and down, or maybe your pen strayed over into another bubble, similar to taking a standardized test or filling out a lottery ticket. There's very little bubbles you're filling out. And so when you stick that paper then into the machine, it sends very confusing messages saying that you have overvoted. And most people, just like you asked me, what does that mean, are going to stand there and see overvoting flashed and not know what that means. Then there's a green light and then there's a red light. And the green light says, push here to cast your ballot. And if you actually push the green button while the screen is saying you've overvoted, then your entire ballot is voided. And we know that this is an issue because in the 2008 presidential contest in Florida, where these machines were used in the same way, 12,000 people lost their presidential vote. And we don't know how many for the other contests. So we know it's a problem, and we just like the machines to be fixed. I think Wendy made a good point. We're not against the new machines. Mm-hmm. We think it's great.
So you suggest, Wendy, that instead of offering the red and green buttons, the machine should just reject the ballot if someone has overvoted, so that the voter would have to talk to a poll person and get a new ballot.
Yeah.
But the
and
Board
that
of Election,
is what is done around the country and the other jurisdictions that use these machines.
But the Board of Election says that the system is fine and that this fix is unnecessary. They say they tested them out in some upstate counties last year, and there were no major problems. And they say the machines do tell people that they have overvoted and that it's pretty clear what overvoting means, and that they would know that they would hit the red button and start over. You don't buy that.
We don't buy that. And in fact, the board itself in its public meetings said that the message is confusing. When we called local boards of elections, they didn't even know what overvoted means. If the people who are running elections don't know what it means, how can ordinary voters know what it means? And what it certainly doesn't tell voters is that if you hit accept, the big green check mark on the button, your vote's not going to count.
And by the way, Monifa, the Board of Election says that 40,000 lost vote number is pulled out of thin air, that there are 5 million registered voters in New York City alone, and they don't know where the 40,000 number comes from. Where does it come from?
The 40,000 number comes from the fact that these machines were used in this way in another state in another contest. And based on the population in those counties in Florida where votes were lost and where we know that we have a similar population in New York City, but triple times the amount of people will be voting and using the machines, it's easy to then figure out that this is what the numbers will be in New York City, where there's many, many more voters. And it disproportionately affected people who have limited English proficiency and black voters and seniors. So we feel that we have to protect the most vulnerable voters if we're going to really be a democracy.
Why would it affect them disproportionately?
I think that phrases like overvoted, the yes and no button where it says yes, count your ballot, cast your ballot, no, start over, is going to be difficult for people with English limited English proficiency because they're looking at universal signs. When you see green and red, if you don't understand English too well, you know, green means go this way. You know, it's the stop signs, it's everything. So they're looking more at the signs, and the signs are actually counterintuitive. So you're looking for symbols to know what to do, and, you know, it's actually telling you the wrong thing to do. And then people who are on very limited time frames, the machine's beeping, there's a line behind them, I think it's going to impact workers and people low income.
And Wendy, the city's Board of Elections says it's committed to a public education campaign, ads on the subways and the buses that aim to explain this new voting method. Do you think they can educate their way out of this potential problem?
I mean, we certainly think that education is important. There's a lot to educate voters about. These are new machines. People have to learn how to use the new machines. This is only one problem and one aspect of the machines. So I think it will be very hard to get through to be able to block them, this problem, this 40 to 50,000 votes from being lost through that kind of education campaign. And it hasn't worked elsewhere. It didn't work in Florida. What other people do, and election officials from around the country have written to New York saying, this isn't the right way to go. You should return the ballots. It works well. It's the better public policy, and that's how you can keep your lost votes down.
And you say that either the machine should be set to a different setting, which would simply reject an overvote. Logistically, is it possible that, well, I said either they would do that or what, I guess is my question. We're already pretty close to primary day, which is September 14th. So are you actually advocating that we go back to the lever machines for this one more election while they try to restructure the new computerized machines?
No, absolutely not. These new machines already have a setting in them to return the ballot. They were developed to allow election officials that option. They're just choosing not to use that option. Every other state that has these machines or ones just like it choose that option, and that's all we're asking that they do. It will take no time at all to do that.
I mean, they just have to program the machines that way, Monifa?
And I think program is too big of a word. They just have to set the machines in a way that it rejects ballots that are done incorrectly so that the person can start over.
We don't have the Board of Elections here with us, so give me, to the best of your ability, their reason for not wanting to set them that way.
This
Either
is really a mystery to us. They have said publicly that they thought that this would take a long time and require testing. That is absolutely not true. Computer scientists from around the country have written to them who study voting machines saying this is a very easy fix. You just check a box in the configuration files. The voting machine manufacturer said our machines are set to do that. So this is not something that will require any reprogramming
or testing.
So
that's where your real disagreement is, I guess, because the Board of Elections, from what I understand, is saying this will take months to fix.
Right, and that is really not the case. All the experts in the country that we have spoken to and that have spoken to the Board of Elections have said, no, that's really not a problem to fix.
But you're in court with this, right? There's a lawsuit?
We have filed a lawsuit, which is really unfortunate. This is an unnecessary suit. It's such an easy fix, but they haven't fixed the problem, and there are tens of thousands of votes on the line.
So if the court rules in your favor, it is actually very possible that we'll be using the lever machines one or two more times this fall.
No, we are not seeking to have us return to the lever machines. We're just seeking to require the board to pick the other setup, the setup where the ballots get returned, the setup that everyone else uses.
Wendy Weiser is counsel in the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU Law School. Monifa Bendele is Senior Programs and Outreach Manager at the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation. And there you have their, excuse me, their objections to the new voting machines, which may debut on primary day in New York. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC.